Miss Peggy, are you strong enough to come up here? I'll take her this right here. We're going to take time to do this. Miss Peggy, I said Miss Peggy back there. That's all right, Miss Sandy. I'm glad you're sensitive. It's been a while since Miss Peggy Simmons been able to be with us in meeting. You just hold it up to your mouth right there. Be fine. To your lips. We'll be able to hear you. I'd really like for her to sing that song.
I just praise the Lord for the privilege to be here. It's just a joy. It really is a joy.
Yes, it is.
And I just thank the Lord that I'm able to be here. And you won't believe this, but I had a battle this morning. I'll tell you what. Satan tried everything he could to keep me from getting here. I'm not kidding. Not only that, but my buddy, when she got there to get me, she lives way back out in the country. When she got there to get me, she said, I almost called you and told you I just couldn't make it this morning. She said, the devil has fought me tooth and nail. And I said, well, he has me too. I said, I almost called you and told you not to come.
Yeah.
But I just want to praise the Lord. He's been so good.
Yes, he has.
It's such a joy to see faces that I haven't seen in a while. And thing of it is, the Lord just grows sweeter, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Friends grow sweeter. And the older we get, and I was just thinking, are we blessed?
Amen.
Just to be able to be, I didn't get to come last year at all. And it's such a joy. I can remember when this wasn't, and it was just a stage and steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember sitting there, I can't remember the preacher's name. It was an older man at that time. And sitting on the steps and singing after service was over. And it's just been, I can't remember what his name was. I can't remember a lot of things anymore.
I want you to sing that song. Sing that song for us. That you sing.
Though I forget and wander away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms till I flee. When I remember that Jesus loves me.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Saving me, and this little lady right here is a nurturer that's been in my life.
Amen, Miss Barbara.
I can remember as a little girl being at Lawndale Baptist Church. She was my singer, my quiet little choir, children's choir leader at Bible school. Always had a smile on her face. I can remember it just like yesterday when we were standing up there and saying, climb, climb up Sunshine Mountain, heavenly breezes blow. Turn, turn from sin and sadness.
Amen.
And keep looking to Jesus as you go. And I just thank the Lord for that. Those are precious memories. Always had a smile.
Amen.
Always loved me. Planting the love of Jesus in my little heart. Putting seeds of his love in my heart as a little child. And always had a sunshine smile. Faced many, many dark days. I know she has. I know there's been sadness in her life. But she's always been faithful. What a blessing. I thank the Lord for
Amen.
The God she serves. I remember when conviction struck my heart as a
Amen.
Little girl. I was about 9.5 years old and I was sitting on the right side of Lawndale Baptist Church. About 6 rows from the back.
Yeah.
I feel like I was choking to death.
Yeah.
Choking to death.
Yeah,
and I remember going down to that altar and I remember bowing. I remember Preacher Lockie and Miss Lockie, precious, coming and kneeling around me and praying.
Glory.
I don't remember what I said. I don't. And I know there's been many times the devil said, you didn't get what you thought you got. But you know, the Lord touched me and said, you didn't do the work. You didn't have nothing to do with it. I'm the one that did it.
Amen.
But I do remember walking down that aisle after it was over. And my little heart was like a bird. It just flooded.
Amen.
It was so light. And you know, I was raised on that hill down there. And I thank the Lord for my raising. Didn't have a lot, but that's okay. But Jesus lived in my heart, and that's okay. But this type of influence is what meant so much to me. And it, down through the years, and I just thank the Lord for the presence he's been around us today. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost knows how to handle a service. It don't make him nervous at all. I get nervous, but it don't bother him at all. And I like it. I like it. I like to be around where the presence of the Lord's being manifested. Hallelujah. He's being lifted up and magnified. It ain't got a thing to do with me and you. It's all about what he did. When that palsied man got healed that day, it wasn't about them that was sitting there. It was about him that had made the difference. They wouldn't make a way for him to get in, but they sure made a way for him to get out. And I could see him running down the road with the bed underneath his arm. And somebody say, what happened to you? And all he could say, that's him, that's him, that's him. It's all about him. Hallelujah. All about him. Oh, I thank him and I praise him this morning. I'm glad he's touching my little wife. Hallelujah. That'll stir up anybody's heart. Amen. I like to see you get touched, but I sure like to see my family get touched. Amen. He's good. He's gracious. He's kind. And I bless his name. It's good to be underneath the tabernacle this morning. I hope you didn't come just to see. I hope you come to make contact with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Yes, ma'am.
There's been a lot of talk about suffering and joy in the Lord through all the suffering, and my suffering is not anywhere near what other people's are, and I don't want to make it that I think that it is, but it's still what I've had to suffer through and what the Lord has had to bring me through.
Amen.
And through the last 2 years, I feel like my family has had a lot. I've lost both my grandmothers within a year of each other, just within a couple months apart, a year and a couple months from each other, both of them. And my family, we talked about it. We had COVID over Thanksgiving.
Bless your heart, Lauren.
Through the time that we had COVID over Thanksgiving, I also lost a baby. And I've lost my grandparents. I've lost a baby all in the last year, but as you can see, I've been blessed with another one. And the Lord gives and the
Amen.
Lord takes away. And blessed is the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Just singing about the name of Jesus, and last week when Brother Mike Bagwell preached about the names of the sons, it made me curious. We've picked out a name for this baby that was meaningful to us, and I didn't really look up what it meant. And I looked up what it meant while he was preaching. His name is Elliot James. And the name Elliot means the Lord is my God. And I didn't do that on purpose. But in
Amen.
All the pain and heartache and loss that our family suffered, I feel like that has at least been my feelings through it all. The Lord is my God. And I've lost grandparents. I've lost a baby. But through it all, the Lord is my God.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand this morning. The Lord has been so gracious to us. We have so much to be thankful for. And we have a Savior that's worth serving. And I bless his name. We're going to dismiss. We want you to go across. We'll feed you lunch. And I hope it's a blessing to you.